welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. Hey, Christine Marie.
Oh my God, we're back. And we're back.
I hope everything sounds good because we've got new equipment.
We're Christine Marie and Julie. We're the, would you call us the pod mothers of podcasts or the pod girlfriends?
Well, you know, we probably were one of the first people doing podcasts.
I know, 2009.
and we used to interview people and just decided at one time we weren't because it was kind of nicer not to, just to hang out with my mom and talk and discuss.
How did that transition? We don't really know. Well, first of all, I don't know why we're doing this right now, but
no.
We started out.
Well,
and we did psychic readings.
Yes. Well, do you remember? Blog Talk Radio.
We would do psychic readings on Friday night.
Yes.
And we'd do it for like 3 hours.
Oh, it was amazing.
We just had people lined up.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, give me your story, do, you know.
Yeah. And I would kind of man the board and you would do your thing.
Yes.
And it was fun. It was really fun.
Yes.
And it was on Blog Talk Radio and we had like this community and it was really a good time.
And then we decided to do morning shows.
Yes.
And still keep the Friday night show.
Yes.
So we did morning shows, and on the morning shows we were more educating.
Right. It was a 20-minute show, 20
yes.
or 30-minute show.
Yes.
It was called Morning Rituals.
Yes.
And we would talk law of attraction, spiritual
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
And we would just talk about it, and we'd have people listen and bring in and say, oh, thank you for this morning thing.
Yes.
And then we moved to Blog Talk Radio. We moved to then BBS Radio.
Yes.
And
We went to, what was the other one?
Oh, yes.
In Chicago.
Yes.
We had the Chicago Radio.
That was a big commitment. I can't remember who the guy was now, but
yeah.
We had a coach.
But he wanted us to be coached.
Yes.
So we had a coach and a podcast.
Yes.
And it was interesting because that's where we got the title Life with a Girlfriend.
Yes, exactly.
They wanted to kind of groom us after this Kathy and Judy.
Yes.
Which was a WGN staple. And so we were just going to be like
yeah.
Christine Marie and Julie, but we're going to be mother and daughter.
Right.
And, but we decided during that time that we really just wanted to be
us.
Yes. We didn't want to have to deal with.
Because the coaching was getting real expensive.
It kind of was.
And I'm just like, I don't know if this is.
But we did learn a little bit.
We did learn a little bit. And
then we threw it all away.
Yeah, we did. Well, I remember we kept getting notes and notes, and finally the last one, we were just like throwing it out there, you
yeah.
know? And it was the last one, I'll tell you how far along ago this was. We were talking, we were doing law of attraction stuff at the time, and and it was after the tsunami, or the one in Japan. So, you know,
Fukushima?
So, no, the one where the earthquake happened, and I believe then the tsunami came and tore out the nuclear power plant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. You know,
yeah. Fukushima.
Fukushima. Yes. Yeah. I thought you said Hiroshima. And I'm like, that's. Sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
I don't mean to laugh about yeah. Hiroshima.
That's horrible. Hiroshima. And I'm like, I go, no, I don't think it was Hiroshima, girlfriend. It was like a long time ago. And you're like, okay.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Sorry.
And so we did this whole law of attraction thing because our biggest thing of law of attraction was we're not going to have law of attraction guilt. We're not going to, you know, like I always felt bad when people would blame themselves for any bad thing that happened to them, because at some point in law of attraction, it kind of got distorted
mm-hmm.
to where you're not just responsible for everything that happened to your life. You're responsible for everything else around you.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of working with it, it became you were punished by the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And people were getting real messed up by it.
Well, for sure.
And so we were talking honestly about law of attraction and the tsunami. And we had said, now it's okay, we were very serious during this time. And I don't remember exactly what we said, but she said, I have never heard anybody talk about it like that. And it was so thoughtful and reflective. And I loved it. That was our last show we did with her. But it was interesting because I think we said that even our planet has a law of attraction, you know, and it needs to, there's a release that happens. And I don't know how we went into it and, you know, and so forth. And, but it was like this long discussion that we talked about. And I said, you know, and so forth. Cause I remember that time I used to get a little ticked off, like when people in, you know, would say like, well, if you're in a plane crash, guess what? You know, you attracted that situation to you. And I'm like, how is that helpful to anybody? To even say those words, how is that helpful to anybody?
Well, also too, because it, you're right, it's not helpful.
At those moments, right?
It's amazing. But I think that at some, you know, we have to admit maybe, at some deep core level,
right,
there is a truth to that. It's an esoteric truth,
right?
But
you can create that as an esoteric truth. Go ahead. But
but here in this world that we live in, it serves hardly any purpose.
Yes,
except that yes, there are things that we're responsible for, that because of the choices we made.
Yes,
and we man up.
Yeah,
and we just live with those.
And
then there's like, where did that come from?
You right.
know, way out in left field, past the bleacher, you know.
And if you are, and if you take responsibility for your life, then when the universe throws you a curveball, and it sometimes does, hello, we're in COVID-19. You asked 5 months ago where we would be at now, it wouldn't be here. It's you take responsibility for taking this curveball and making it into something that you can hit, you know, like, okay, I think I can swing at this one, you know, and let's see what happens.
Or that's maybe I put my protective cup on and I, and I just
take one for the team,
take one for the team.
I'm going to walk this one, people. Hold on. My cup's on. My family member, our jewels are covered, and let's just take one for
right,
the team.
Exactly.
So those are such bigger questions that The Secret just couldn't answer so quickly in a 30-minute thing. Now, I love The Secret, you know, when it first came out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Yes.
And then stuff started happening. And you're like, okay, well, how is this? How did I attract this into my life? And then you go, okay, well, then you keep maturing and maturing and maturing. And then you go, okay, how do I respond to this in my life? This happened. And I always believe.
Well, that's a good point in terms of, you know, responsibility.
Right.
The ability to respond.
Right.
So can I respond with a level head?
Yeah.
With the rationality? Or even do I just respond and yet I bear witness to my response, even if it's not an A+ response?
Exactly. Well, and I know that the best stories out there are people's biggest successes. They're always right after a big major fuck up, you know, come on. Or someone's misfortune. You know, I got the part because the person in front of me, their car broke down. And I used to hear these stories. And I'm going, is God just cruel? You know, like, why you and not somebody else?
Right.
Why their misfortune? Except then I came to this point that we are co-creating. All the time we're co-creating. And I don't know where my piece of the pie fits in with everybody else's piece of the pie. And I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, if that's a saying. You know what I'm saying? Deep in the woods. About it, because I'm not even sure I know how it really, how, you know, there are moments I have glimpses of how it works. But even Einstein said, the string theory.
Good, Jill. Yeah. Even Einstein didn't have a major ass glimpse.
Exactly. He was like, it's right there. I can almost see it. Yeah. I can almost
when
see
someone
the string
when
theory.
Someone said something about quantum entanglement, he went, spooky.
Yeah, exactly.
That was his words.
Sometimes
spooky.
I feel like my brain, if somebody got a real clear picture of my brain inside, you know, you can do that now, right? With different kinds of cameras.
Right.
It would look like a crime scene, you know, like cops with a big board and you have a picture and you have yarn everywhere connecting with everything. And you're like, and then over here, you got yarn over here connected to this and this and this. That's what my brain would look like. A bunch of yarn. A
lot of yarn.
And sometimes just to mess things up, I throw an effing cat in there, because there's nothing like cat doesn't love but yarn.
Yes.
And he's like, what's all this yarn about? And he's like messing with it. And then I go, oh yeah, I don't know what's going on, people. I don't know what's going on. And then what happens, you know, when I like sometimes Mom and I will play our daily crossword puzzle. Mm-hmm. And here's an example. The word was toady was the clue. Toady. Right. And I thought it said today.
Yes.
And not only did I thought it was today, you kept saying toady. I go, okay, yeah. Oh, is toady the same word as today? Is that the exchange of it? Should mm-hmm. I put toady down? Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't say today. It said toady. I swear I had been looking at it continuously.
Right.
And it said today with me. And at that moment, I realized the cat was playing with it and he was just flicking away at the yarn, messing me up. And I'm like, okay, you know, mm-hmm. you say it's because I need glasses. Or I haven't figured out yet that the older I'm getting, I need to take a pause.
That's what I think mostly.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Hence the word menopause.
Bravo. Bravo. So, yeah. So we're back, people. We're back talking about menopause, COVID.
Yeah, but then we came to BBS yes. Radio, since I'm just going to finish
right.
that up.
Good.
Then after we did our stint with the Chicago radio
yes,
we broadcasting.
Went to California.
We went to California, to Paradise.
Yes.
And that got burned up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now this has been a lovely experience for us. I've enjoyed the brothers. They're twins.
Yes.
And in the beginning, I used to think they messed with me.
Yeah.
Because I would say,
I know.
I really felt that way. Yeah. I'd call them and I go, oh, hi, is this Doug? And he goes, no, this is Don. I'm like, okay. And then I call again the exact same time.
Right.
Hey, Don. No, this is Doug. And I'm just thinking, oh, those brothers.
Yeah.
They're up there in their studio, you know.
Their ivory towers.
Yep. And I'm sure they're just going,
let's mess with Julie.
How can I mess with Julie
let's
today?
Mess with Julie.
Because we know that she's got one of our pictures up
they're
in her
brain.
They're
twin brothers. They're twin. Yeah. They're twin brothers.
Yes.
And they sound exactly alike.
Yes.
Except one is a little more chillaxed. Chilmello,
yes, possibly.
And then the other,
yes. I don't know which one, to be honest with you.
Me neither.
And that's why I think they're just.
Me neither.
It could be just one guy.
Yeah,
he could be one guy. Yeah. You know, named both named. Just
no.
So
I've seen pictures of both of them together.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So you say.
Unless they're bilocating next to each other.
I think there is ways of messing with you, because I'm sure the one goes, I need a second persona, because I need a break sometimes. I just need a break. And if I can say, oh, no, I'm sorry, I'll have to have Don get back to you.
Right.
Oh, okay, thanks, Doug. Oh, that's great. I appreciate that. Okay. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to it, you know?
Yeah. So here we are.
But can I tell you one
yeah,
of my...
Go ahead.
I have two guests or three guests that I stick out in my mind.
Out of all these years?
Yes. Now, we've entertained... We've interviewed. Now, here's
amused.
For all you crosser people out there, what's another word for entertainers? Amusers.
Yeah, we thought that was a bunch of BS.
Exactly.
But that was the word it was.
That was the word. And so anyway.
So yeah, what were your three favorite guests?
Oh, I guess I have four.
Out of the 10,
I might
11
now
years.
I have five. They're all popping my head.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Okay, so one was Gay and Gay Hendrix and his
yes,
wife.
Yes.
I think it was his wife's name. But it was like, for me, interviewing a star.
Yes.
Because they had been on Oprah.
Yeah.
I had really read their book. I studied for them. I was on.
Yeah, you were.
And the first thing you asked them was, so how did you guys meet? Tell me how you met. And that's the same question you asked. I think we also, did we ask Swerdlow's?
Yes.
We interviewed them as well.
Yes.
I think you asked them that question as well.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of see where our interviewing people go with. We, you know, Gay, he's a psychologist or a psychiatrist?
Hendrix?
Yeah.
He's a psychologist.
Mm-hmm. You know, The Big Leap's his book.
Mm-hmm.
He's all about taking a full responsibility for everything you do
mm-hmm.
because then that gives you more options. If you take, and I call it, I think I call it massive responsibility. No,
full
extreme.
Responsibility.
I
delivering.
Think I call it extreme responsibility. Mm-hmm. Oh, extreme ownership.
Yeah.
Just quickly checking someplace else. This is another thought process in mine. I was talking to Douglas because he's got his daughters during this COVID thing. His daughter is staying with a boyfriend and he has his daughter's cat and dog, which he's not officially a cat and dog person. He likes him well enough. But she's going to go to Ireland for her master's degree. And so he'll be having these cat and dog for a while, for at least a year. And I was just getting tired of him not caring or putting off the care to his daughter. Like, oh, honey, you're getting low on food. Oh, Quinn's going to take care of that. Mm-hmm. You know, Quinn's going to do that. I'm like, Quinn's not living here. Quinn, these are, you know, when
you're talking about the dog, cat, and cat food.
Yeah, cat food. And I go, oh, I can feed the cat dog food. And I'm like, I don't know anything about cats, but I'm not sure if that's totally correct. And you got a lot of vomit all over your house, suggesting that's not working too well. I go, so I brought up the idea of extreme ownership. And that with extreme ownership, you can then control the situation. Mm-hmm. And extreme ownership is just responsibility.
Right.
But I know that if I came to him with, like, you need to act more responsible.
Yeah.
I'd be like his mom.
Right.
But I can say, hey, I heard Jocko from the Marines, a Joe Rogan show, on his own podcast. He's all about taking extreme ownership of stuff. And so that kind of is like that. So going back to Gay Hendricks, mm-hmm. he's all about taking 100% responsibility for whatever's going on in your life, gives you more options, mm-hmm. makes you happier, yada, yada, yada. Still, things may go to shit, for all I know, mm-hmm. but that's it. Now, on the other hand, we create more learning experiences for you, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing, a person we interview with, Stuart Swerdlow and his wife.
Janet.
Thank you. I was going to be sexist there for a moment. Like, why am I not remembering the
gay
females?
And Catherine
Thank
Hendricks,
you.
Too.
Thank you. Gay Catherine. Thank you. Now, he was great because I actually was interviewing.
You were on a radio show with him. TV show.
TV show with him, yes. And he is all about conspiracies and Illuminati and mind patterns and how
mind control.
And mind control.
MK Ultra.
Oh,
Operation
he's
Paperclip.
Wonderful. Yes. Yeah. Wonderful. And so that was a great interview.
Yeah.
And then on the other end, another one I really, really enjoyed was this woman. She gave us her book. And which each one of these interviews, I would research and know these guys. I probably spent 5 to 10 hours a week getting ready for our guests. That could be the reason why we didn't do guests anymore.
Yeah.
It was like,
it was getting a little tough.
I couldn't stand doing it half-assed.
Yeah.
Like, here's your questions. They all gave me questions.
Well, they gave you their publicity kit.
Yeah.
And so if you listen to a radio show,
you can
and
tell.
They go, oh, we're going to interview so-and-so.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
15 minutes.
And you go, wow, they sure know the answers to the questions so fast.
Exactly.
It's because they've been prompted. They know exactly what's going to happen. And you didn't want to do that. You wanted to read the book and you wanted to.
And sometimes we'd unfortunately catch somebody in the fact that it's been a long time since they've read their book. And so I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to catch you in that.
Yeah.
But I remember this woman, her son had passed away. And she was able to connect with him through orbs. Like one night she went out and she just started taking pictures of it. And she noticed there were orbs everywhere.
Yeah.
And they would kind of communicate or, you know, relate to her.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a way that she could feel more to closeness with her son.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a long discussion about that, maybe probably close to an hour.
Possibly longer.
Yeah, because we had an hour. Yeah. I mean,
I think we could have our own time, however long we wanted.
Right. And I think at those times, that's why I read, because I just didn't want a 20-minute thing.
Right.
And that was a really fascinating conversation. And she was such a sweet woman.
Yes.
And we kind of kept in touch just briefly, like, oh, mm-hmm. you know, she sent us her books and she signed our books. That was mm-hmm. so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of usual times where I've said something that was kind of weird. Like we interviewed this woman who had a near-death experience. And I started off the conversation, and I'm sure I wasn't the first one, but it was kind of funny, I thought, mm-hmm. which is like, hey, so-and-so here, she had a near-death experience, so you don't have to. So let's learn from her, and we don't have to.
That's right.
You know, I don't know why I'm being down memory lane right now.
I know.
You know.
I'm trying to think if I can barely remember anybody.
Well, do you?
I remember the ones that weren't my favorite.
Which were?
Like that woman I think that you were talking about. I think she really bugged me. I can't remember her name.
The one where you you said that you saw white poinsettias all around?
No, no, okay. This was a different one. I remember talking. I remember I thought we were having a good discussion.
Yeah.
And I remember bringing up the topic about the ego.
Yeah.
And I really don't remember who this person was, but, and I said, you know, it'd be nice if we could, not necessarily eliminate the ego, but that we can learn to, master it.
Oh, right.
And sometimes I said it takes a strong ego to let the ego go a little bit,
right.
So that, and she said, well, you need your ego. If you're crossing the street and a bus comes hurtling at you, your ego better tell you to get out of the way of that bus. And I went,
I know.
I just felt really schooled.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, that's
really, yeah. Really, you don't think that I, you know, yeah, I like, would understand. And that's pretty much what I remember.
Yeah. Or I remember her. One time we're going to like people who schooled us,
yeah,
or tried to.
Yeah.
I think you had mentioned something about like, how do you use law of attraction if someone's depressed or situationally depressed? And mm-hmm. she said something like, well, I can't help if somebody's situationally depressed, you know, or something like that.
That's right.
And
I remember
like,
that.
Oh,
now.
Oh, okay. You know, well, yeah, that ends that conversation.
Yeah.
You know,
boom,
boom. I can't help them. Boom. All right. Okay. Well, good. Yeah. Let's put that on your plaque. Don't come here if you don't, yeah, if you need help, because yeah, I can't help you.
Well, or also that the idea that you're being interviewed and we're asking a question, which would prompt a, you know, sort of a more in-depth response, and you just go, no, can't do it.
I think that's the problem that we had, is that...
And it's like crickets.
Right, because of the fact that, you know, we had written the Clutterfly Effect. And you were a psychotherapist. I was a school teacher, but, you know, I had studied these people, and I had read their book, and I had gone deep, because I wanted to come across like we could have a meaningful conversation,
right,
not just an ego boost.
Right.
And I tried to make it an ego boost as well.
Because obviously, most of them wanted to sell a book or two.
Yes.
And so, you know, we know why you're here.
Yeah. And I think we did a good job promoting the book as well. At least I hope so, you know. But it was, I now that I'm thinking about it, we had so many, we must have interviewed 100 or 200 people.
Unbelievably.
You know, and it was quite fun at those, yeah, times, because we were also the new kids on the block. I mean, like, yeah, there weren't these massive amount of people going, yeah, craving for people to interview.
Well, like, one of my favorites was that one guy. He was so nice. He was an actor, and he did that,
yeah,
Chicago movie.
Yes.
About hockey. No.
Yes.
Was it hockey?
He was Greek. Wasn't about hockey. It was a love affair. It was, I don't know what the movie was called. Could be hot. But he was an actor.
Yeah, he was an actor.
In the movie too, right?
No, it was about the Chicago Blackhawks. And it was a priest in it. And he was a,
yeah,
dancer.
Yes. But it wasn't really about the Chicago Blackhawks. It wasn't a sports movie.
No, but they were in it though.
Yeah, oh, were they? Okay.
I mean, wasn't it about it?
I thought it was about Greek movie. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But anyway, he was a really nice,
he was a real nice guy,
and he sent us the,
yeah,
I think at that time it was a DVR or something.
DVD,
or
yeah.
DVD,
yeah,
of the movie.
Yeah.
But I truly enjoyed him.
Yes. That was so wonderful.
He felt very real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I enjoyed him. Mm-hmm. Trying to think anybody else that I really enjoyed.
But we talked about aliens. We talked about health. Remember that guy who did the love hurts? The love?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about to so many experts.
Well,
and
what Julie meant about the love hurts, is not that, that love hurts.
It does hurt sometimes. Love hurts.
But what she was referring to is the megahertz.
Yeah, megahertz.
The frequency of love.
Yes.
And that he had discovered it. And so he was laying down these tracks to meditations,
yes,
and visualizations,
yes,
and laying down the tracks of of love.
Yeah.
Tracks of my love.
And we thought about laying those down to meditations that we were doing.
Yeah.
And so forth. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, we've had so many different people. One person at Six Life and More, I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
We interviewed her and her husband. You were in a book together, or her and her boyfriend. They might be husbands. I don't know now. But you were in a book. What was it called? It was an international bestseller.
Mm.
You wrote your story. Mm-hmm. And
what was the girl?
Anyway, I don't know what her story was. Oh, yeah, it was how she met her husband or boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. At the time. And she basically, when I interviewed her, I had a little bit of I had to really let go of all expectation, because she was they're a nice couple. But how they met was, she was a psychic to his dead wife. So they would use her to talk to the dead wife.
Right.
And then they, you know, she got, the psychic got permission to like date her, the husband. And I just going, oh, that would not be my fucking mom.
Wow.
She would, if my mom passed away, came through a psychic or a channel, there'd be no way in hell she'd allow the psychic or channel to date her husband. You're like,
you know, that is so weird that I have hardly any memories of all these interviews.
Are they popping up though?
I remember that a little bit.
I think I've kept almost all of them somewhere on a computer. I know, it's fascinating,
God.
Right?
And remember the guy that had the ranch out in Washington
State? Oh my God, we totally interviewed him.
Yeah, he's on Ancient Aliens.
Oh, yes, he's
all
huge.
The times.
You know, the one where you see,
I can't even think of his name.
But oh my gosh, yes. I remember actually.
Do you know what I remember about him the most?
Yeah. What?
Is that when we were talking off the air.
Yeah, yeah.
He had said, oh, I've just been, like, for 3 weeks I went to Mexico and had all my teeth done.
Yeah.
And because that's where we learned about dental vacations.
That's right. That's right.
From him. I can't even think of his name, but I'm sure he would.
Gilliard?
But maybe Gillian? We shouldn't appreciate. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
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 He was amazing.
Yeah.
This was a decade ago we talked to him.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, too, that what good times, right? Good times.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on.
Sure.
Here we are. I hope this is okay, everybody, to come back. We've been off for 2 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks.
Because what happened was, did we go through what happened, why we were gone for 2 weeks?
No, I don't think so.
We were gone for 2 weeks because our equipment.
Julie had to have an abortion.
At the tender age of premenopausal. It was a miracle, people. And then I just said,
No, sorry.
Yeah, that
sorry,
wasn't funny.
People.
Yeah, it wasn't funny, Mom.
It wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. Okay, so anyway.
So what happened was our equipment broke down.
Yes. And because of COVID-19, we really couldn't get new equipment.
No.
We found some. We had to order it. Said it was going to be here in 3 to 4 days. Ended up being here in 10 to 15 days.
Right.
You know, guitar center's closed.
Right. So 2 to 3 weeks later, we've got our new equipment.
Yay!
We're actually thinking about, we were thinking about doing this and being able to put it on video, like actually
during this break. We kind of, I think that's why I've been so reminiscent,
because
you've talked to me about shaking things up,
and
I don't know if we're ready for it or there.
I don't know either. This is Julie and I actually having a meeting right now.
Yes, exactly.
We've been trying to get together all day to talk about whether should we go
shake
bigger?
Things up a little bit. Yeah,
should
bigger.
We
wouldn't go smaller because we love this hour so much.
Right. We'd go bigger.
I think that's with family and friends and listeners and out there. And it is an hour.
And see, we for a long time now, we haven't had guests.
Yes.
And I asked Julie, I said, you know, I think I would like to do guests again.
Yes.
And
which
so,
really means I think it's time for you to start like really reading everybody's book again, Julie.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
I know. It's okay.
Well, why can't we just have guests that aren't trying to sell anything?
Oh, no, because.
Unheard of, right?
Yeah.
What?
What? Like, why am I talking to you? Well,
why?
Just because. I mean, come on. Why not? Because
we like each other.
Yeah, we like it. We want to hang out. You can't, don't you want to experience an hour of Christine, Marie, and Julie? Come on.
Yeah. What else are you doing in your COVID-19 house?
Yeah. Like, you know, are you watching Friends for the 15th time or Seinfeld?
Yeah.
You know, no. I'm going to break off on this, and I want you to share one thing that you've discovered in streaming or binging, binge watching, that you actually are finding it hysterical?
I love, you're talking about Community, right?
Community.
Yeah. I don't know how I missed it, but I'm glad I missed it the first time around.
Yes.
Because I would have hated to have to wait week after week after week about this.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'll tell you, I mean, I actually knew of this show.
Yes.
When it came on. I was not attracted to it for one reason. I'm not a fan of Chevy Chase.
Right.
Don't know why.
You probably
do
used
not
to
know
be.
Why.
He has a bad rep right now. Possibly.
No, I didn't used to be. I never really was a big fan
of it. Okay, cool.
And so I was not attracted to whatever I thought that he was going to bring to the role.
Right, okay.
You know, but so you convinced me just to watch one or two episodes. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
It just came.
21 minutes long.
Which is a very much of a plus for me.
Yay, yes.
But so I gave it the old college try for one and two times. And honestly, I love it probably more than I loved Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Which I didn't think I was.
It was possible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I
don't know. I think I've watched how many seasons now?
Just one.
Just one? Oh, thank God.
Because they're it's an actual TV show, so they have 24 episodes a season.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I just love the show, and I laugh out loud. I think it's exquisitely written.
Yes.
You have to be a bit woke. I mean, I don't know how old the ones I'm watching are from what year.
Maybe 2006, 2007.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Maybe I'm not as woke as I think I am then.
Because I'm not sure this is going to be done now because no one wants to tell you this is going on.
Gosh darn.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
So, but I just, it feels ahead of its time.
Yeah, it does.
And I've put away all my childhood crushes, and I now have a mature crush.
Right.
And I have hall pass permission when the time comes, because I've had several dreams now about Joel McHale.
Yes.
And I know everybody's going to go, what?
What? Yeah. No, people listen up.
But for me.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, but.
Well, it was interesting.
It was the episode where he plays pool in his little tidy whities.
No, he didn't have tidy whities.
They were
striped.
They were striped. Yeah, red striped.
And they were like not the full shorts, but like just a little bit on the like boy shorts looking. Mm-hmm. You know, but
really?
They were yes. But what you really look like when okay, here's a dealio. After that one episode, you said, "Oh my God, I'm in love with Joel McHale." I'm in love with Joel McHale.
Is that kind of superficial
of
me?
And so then Dad comes home, and I'm running out, and he's like, oh, Julie, your mother's in love with Joel McHale, I hear. And she's making me watch Community. And I said, Dad, by the time that I come home, you too will be in love with Joel McHale. And then I come home, and he's in bed with you, and you're watching Community. And he's like, Julie. I go, what? I'm in love with Joel McHale. I'm in love with Joel McHale. His body is phenomenal, but he's so effing quirky in the show.
Yeah.
And he's cool quirky.
Yeah, I love the quirkiness.
And if you don't know the concept, because I really didn't know the concept much. I knew it from the community college
I did not even know
but
that.
But it's a 4-year college.
Which doesn't make sense.
But it is.
Yeah.
But what it is, it's like you have the stereotypes of people who go to a community college. You have an older grandpa, Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mama. I can't think of her name. But and then you have
Shirley
was her name. You know, she plays an older woman, just got divorced. She's trying to make it on her own again. Mm-hmm. And then you have two younger girls, one who's just got, you know, graduated from high school, went right there to college. You got two other guys, one a football player who didn't make it to the big leagues in college, and an Asperger student. That's part of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a 29-year-old, and then you have Joel McHale,
yeah,
who, you know, supposedly went to Columbia. and then had to get his undergrad at an American school.
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
And he has to quit being a lawyer because they found out that they thought that he had gotten his degree in Columbia.
Yeah.
But he got it in Columbia, not at Columbia. Yeah, so now he's got a few courses to make up.
Yes. It makes a whole big difference.
Yeah.
Like with Sam Harris, we're talking about, are you in consciousness? Are you of consciousness?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, Sam Harris. Am I in consciousness or am I of consciousness? I don't know. Tell me. You know, I have those moments where he's talking to me while I'm meditating. And I just like, you know, are you seeing from your head? Or from the back, absence the
back,
of your head.
The back of your head.
Or is the head not there?
Yeah.
I'm like, Julie's, I don't know
Julie's
Sam
referencing
Harris.
Sam Harris right now.
Yeah, meditation
who's
dude.
Who's our meditation guru.
Yes.
He's our morning guru.
Yes, exactly. Guru, yes, for sure.
But getting back to Joel McHale.
So
he would be my first...
Hall pass?
But my first interview... That's what if we go back to interviews, put it out there, talk to the publicist.
Yes.
Get her on the horn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems a lot of work.
Tell her we want Joel McHale. He's got to have something he wants to plug.
Exactly. How about Community? On Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Let's get him going.
Yeah.
He also is doing an additional episode of
Tiger King.
About Johnny Riot.
I think, you know,
Johnny.
He really has found his home on Netflix. Because
he's
got a show on Netflix as well.
Like a soup-like show.
Yeah. Which I, unfortunately, am not a great fan of. But
well, it's just, because there's so much to watch that I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I don't know if I could do it anymore, you know?
Yeah, but you go ahead and talk about Tiger King, which is it Johnny Exotic?
I think that's right. Thank you for knowing.
Yeah.
More than I do. You've never seen one episode.
No. Well, I started to watch the first episode, but it made me so sad.
Yeah.
I said, life's too short to be this sad.
Yeah.
Did I say short or short?
Both ones work.
Yeah, it's both is true, yeah.
Well, and I think that's a very interesting thing that you're saying. And so I watched the first episode, talked about the other people through the rest of ones. I'm not sure if I need to see any more. Then I watched the last one where Joel McHale, because of COVID-19, is Skype interviewing all the players in the show.
Isn't that wild?
That's wild.
I mean, how did that happen?
What an effing cheap production cost, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know. Promote your thing. Just stay at home and Skype us.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, maybe let's do some different lighting. Let's, you know, put some makeup on yourself. No one cares. Mm-hmm. Producers must be going, why are we spending thousands and dollars?
That's what I think is going to be the biggest thing
of this
COVID thing is people are going to be learning, like, why am I, first of all, working so hard?
Yep.
Why do I spend way too much money on other things that is not necessary?
Right.
And why do we have so many people that are working and are doing jobs that are not necessary?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Well, speaking of working from home, though.
Yeah, tell me how that worked out.
Guess what I got today?
I don't know.
In my emails, I got...
An opportunity?
Yes, I got wallpaper.
Okay.
I got wallpaper that I can put on the back of, so like when I go online and do Zoom, my wallpaper says Culver's.
And it has dancing cheese curds.
A butter burger today.
Yeah. Culver's. Isn't that so sweet of them to
I
give you?
I think that's awesome.
We've gotten two packages now in the last 2 or 3 days where they've given us a sticker. To say thank you. Like, hey, here's a sticker that says Prosonanis, which is our people that were the stuff that we're using. And then also something else had a sticker that came with it as like a gift. Like, here's a gift for you, a sticker that says our tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's interesting now that people are giving us background for our Zoom things.
Yeah.
Listen,
if you could have been the first one to do that during this whole thing.
Well, I like
fortune.
To share. Yeah,
fortune.
Right. Fortune. I would like to let people peek behind the curtain a little bit here. Mm. We were on a Zoom conference meeting.
Yes.
And before the dude showed up, you go, oh, he's at a hospital right now, the hospital emergency room or hospital waiting room. I go, look where he's at. And I said, and I then stopped.
Oh,
I then put us on mute.
Yes.
And I said, I swear to God, Mom, look at that again. I go, that is the
holodeck of Star Trek.
Yes, it is the captain's chair of Star Trek. And you're like, oops, sorry. Sorry about that.
I go, I thought he's in the hospital emergency room.
I go, look at all those doors.
It was so cold and sterile, Julie.
Yes. I go,
no, he's in the holodeck of Star Trek.
Exactly.
Star Trek Enterprise.
And you're like, oh, okay, got it. That works out. Speaking about space stuff, I heard an awesome thing the other day I want to share with you.
Disclosure. Was that it? Is that what you heard? Disclosure.
Well, okay, we're going to switch it now. It's all about disclosure. You know, you guys, if you've heard us, you know that we have seen UFOs at least 5 or 6 times.
Right.
Different ones.
Yeah.
You know.
Not the same one.
No.
It's not following us.
No, not the same one. Not like the girl from The Housewives. That car's following us. You know, no. We're not having a UFO following us. No. But you and I have seen different ones. You've seen yours. I've seen mine. And sometimes they've been the same. So we're not.
Mine's bigger than yours.
Possibly. So anyway, I get a text from Doug saying, OMG, the government just confessed to UFOs. And it was a CNN saying the government has declassified these videos that were taken off the coast of California and off the East Coast about those tic-tac-shaped things, some more, some less, zipping around. They have no idea what they are.
But, you know, that was so weird because we've known about this for months and and months.
Before, I mean, we have because and I always love the fact that the guy, so they were on Joe Rogan, too, talking about them.
Yeah.
And they weren't declassified yet, but I think they've gotten permission to talk about it. Because they didn't know anything either. They still don't know anything.
Permission, sir, to talk about the aliens?
Permission granted. Permission
granted.
But I love these guys because they're out there, looking for these things. You know, they're out there doing their practice runs. And then these things came into play.
These little alien UFOs.
We don't know what they are.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I hope they're from outer space. Otherwise, some other countries got some pretty cool technology that we need to confiscate.
Yeah,
you know, and get that back.
We need to steal that intellectual property.
Yeah, we got to take care of that. That's got to be ours. Level the playing field. But anyway, I love it when because I think Joe asked them, so what'd you do then once you got back to the ship?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, what do you mean? Because like, what'd you do then after you found out? You know, after you saw these UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, what do you mean? I had to go to bed.
They hired a couple hookers, ordered a pizza.
Yeah. They were on a ship. They flew the hookers in. Yeah, he goes, well, I had to get
grub sub.
Yeah. Oh, grub sub. Boom, boom. Oh, sometimes you're just awesome. You're just awesome.
I try. You set him up.
I see a new app for you. Grub sub.
You have to get food delivered on your submarine.
Yeah, or on a ship, on a boat, and you can't, you know, like, hey, just stay where you're at. I'll come out to you and my grub sub. and they're like, well, nothing, because I had to do the same run tomorrow the next day. I had to get some sleep.
Right.
Had to get up, do the same run again. It's like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
I had to still get up, do the same run, keep doing it over and over again. Didn't tell anybody off the ship.
That's kind of what life is like.
That's exactly what life's like.
And even in real life, when crap happens to you, you still got to get up the next day.
Brush your teeth, mostly. Yeah.
Whatever's left of them.
Have some breakfast. Kind of. Unless you're intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And you got to go up and do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again. Yeah. Just like that song.
Which is?
Rise up in spite of the day.
Oh, I was going to say, there's got to be a morning after.
You know what? There's several songs that could fit into this place.
I guess, you know what? So what we're talking about is not that earth-shattering.
No, but that's the whole point, right? Yeah. God was earth-shattered by this.
Yeah.
Like the government totally confesses.
Yeah.
To what? What are they confessing to?
Yeah.
We know this stuff. And we're diving deep into disclosure all the time, you
yes.
and I are.
Yes.
There's actually, out in the desert, it's called UFO in the Desert, right? Or some kind of, no, Contact in the Desert.
Right.
A yearly conference where people are talking about disclosure. And we're like, what? I mean, last time I talked to you guys, I said I was a little upset because people were talking about disclosure in the terms of a deep meditative travel experience. Like,
right.
I like, oh yeah, I'm meeting aliens through my meditative state. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Because you don't think that that's worthy.
No, I think it's worthy.
It has to happen in the 3D world for you.
See, I don't want to be one of those people that think that says that your experience is not worthy. Because I heard some guy say, like, I will show somebody a UFO, we'll call it a place, and then it'll go away. And mm-hmm. they're like, well, do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you know, why? Why was it well, one also, good
but
it, enough?
But here's the thing, too, that is, think about when you think about AI or
yes.
something. Somebody had to have the thought first.
Right.
It had to be seen in their
yes.
their part of their brain
yes.
first. So in a way, it's not far-fetched to have these experiences internally.
Right, I agree.
It's an inner technology.
Oh, brilliant. You well, know. I mean, it's interesting that you brought that up about AI. Mm-hmm. Because you've been channeling a lot, and a lot of different things have been coming through for you, and mm-hmm. I've been scribing. And I feel like we're in this awakened state and kind of getting, and our ascension possibly is coming through. We're both laughing because, like, we're like switching our hat to us. Because if you listen to Gaia, people who are talking about ascension,
yeah.
they're like, "Love," you know, like, you know,
so we're
this
just
is
like,
the age of Aquarius, you know. But we're not that. I'm not that.
No.
You're more that than me.
No, yeah.
I'm more like, oh, this is great. This is some good shit. You know. But anyway,
this is just some better weed.
Right. Now I can't remember what I was going to say. What was I talking about? Now I can't remember. But
no.
I know it was so important, too. I can't remember. Was it
about disclosure and you were to contact in the desert? Oh, you said that one of the things is they were saying was an inner, they had their inner experience.
Oh,
and
right.
You were kind
and
of
I,
like right.
Oh,
that.
Yes. Right. Because bringing back Sam Harris,
yeah.
he said there would be people that would knock on the door of enlightenment,
right.
have an experience of that.
Right.
And then go, oh, is that it? Like,
mm-hmm.
what? That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and if you don't have the right teacher, someone might go, well, yeah, that, you know, you'd have to, you need someone, to, you, if you're a novice, you might need somebody to really assist you when going, embrace that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of that. Don't just shoo that experience away because
mm-hmm.
you're not levitating. You know, because so many times we're assuming that
right.
the alien experience will be like, probing.
Right.
I don't want to be probed.
Right.
There's a huge difference between being probed and like, hey, they're over there. I see something. That's
right.
kind of nice.
Well, and also, too, I hear that it's 95% will respect will ask first. Do you
right.
wish to be probed?
Oh, that's good.
And if you say no, they respect that.
Yes.
It's the other
wink,
5%
wink, nudge, nudge.
That
yeah.
are just going to go, I don't care.
And see,
probing
I hope
anyway.
That I hope that I have a clear enough mind, not a Lyme disease mind, but like a keto mind,
mm-hmm.
where I would say, yes, I'm good at probing. Do you have the lube? Because then I'd be like, but if I say yes, they're like, I go, oh, what's that? Well, this is my probe.
Mm-hmm.
I go, where's your lube? And they're like, oh.
And then Julie invents alien lube.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's right. That'd be awesome. So I was listening to Joe Rogan talk to some comedian. Don't know who it was. I don't laugh out loud sometimes when I'm driving and listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. I laughed out loud. And I probably shouldn't say this now because no one will find it funny. And you might not find it funny either. But it kind of goes with this disclosure kind of thing. Because
mm-hmm.
we've sent out.
Yes. Yes.
You know, a probe.
Right.
A different kind of probe.
A satellite.
You know, so really, I think that we could come up with 4 or 5 different crossword puzzle clues
mm-hmm.
that all would have the word probe in it.
Yeah.
And they would all mean different things,
yeah.
you know.
Well, that's the whole thing about our crossword puzzle.
Yes.
Is that that's you think, oh, this is going to be so easy. But they trick you.
They trick you.
They
you
trick
know.
You.
Right. I don't know. We could say alien tampon thing. And you're like, probe. Right? That could be a probe.
Alien tampon?
Such E-G. Such, yeah, is an alien tampon? Oh, no. Like unwanted alien tampon.
Right.
That would be it. Unwanted right. alien tampon. Yeah. Or experimental alien, experimental alien medical technique? Probe.
Oh. Or how about
inquisitive?
This?
Probe.
So, a newbie on NCIS.
Probie. I mean, it's like crazy. You have to really think out of the box for the word probe.
Yes.
Probe and probie, you know? So anyway, so we sent out this probe that's just traveling the universe and going out and out and out and out forever. If it hasn't hit something by now. Which is, I don't know if it's a smart idea or not. I kind of,
when we were younger, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
But now we're like, really?
Yeah. Do we want to let people know that we're here and they're like, hey guys, we're here for a party.
And not only that, but yeah, our favorite song is like Cha-Cha-Cha or...
Yeah.
When
like,
the mood hits
it's
your...
raining, man. Hallelujah. I mean, I can't remember what we're playing. Yeah. But anyway, we have a picture of us. And it's
a humankind?
A humankind in there to let them know what we look like. And it's a picture of a man and a woman. But we're not clothed. And what's really, really funny, I mean, like, all naked. They know what to expect when they come.
Yeah.
Which is such a lie because when they come, we're dressed. So first off, we've sent the first... cosmic dick pic, which I think is hysterical. I'm like, who thought of that? Who thought of that? A man did, I'm sure. You know, and then two, if they decide to come based on those pictures, like, this earth is good to party. They're sending us. They're like, hey, you. And
if you got clothes on, forget this planet.
And then they go, oh, wait, why are they all wearing clothes?
Yeah.
And all different kinds of clothes. Yeah. I can't tell. But it's interesting. Like, on this planet, we're all kind of the same. Like, the females kind of have the same kind of organs, and the males kind of have their organs. You know what I'm saying?
On this planet?
Yeah, like species.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not just men and women.
Oh.
Males and females of species.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yes.
Like, a male dog has something that puts inside a female dog.
Got it.
You know, like, so we all kind of like the same kind of thing.
I get you.
You know,
I get you. I
get
hear
what I'm
you.
Saying?
Yeah. Even though it's different species.
Right. And so it wouldn't surprise me that out there in the universe, in a different, Sirius planet,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they got something. They got a probe. One species has a probe, or one sex has a probe, and the other sex has a hole.
For lack of a better word.
Because I can't be creative. And so forth, you know.
Oh, is that where we get the expression black hole?
Yes. 100%. 100%. You know, so, and like everything else, you know, like things can find a way of getting lost up there.
I would say depending on the size of the probe,
yeah.
It either could be a black hole or a wormhole.
Boom. Of course, Mother, of course, you know. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Really, Jules? You're kind of...
All over.
You're kind of all over.
And I think at this moment, because we're not living in a hot spot of COVID, per se.
Right.
You know, oh, but okay, we only got like 2 or 3 minutes left.
Okay.
But I've got to share this with people.
Okay.
So we were, this is what I'm saying with people that I felt like we are in some weird
time warp.
Not time warp, but like if the planet has a grid over it,
mm-hmm.
and we're like in some kind of energy grid,
mm-hmm.
and like I can see the world connecting in very weird ways.
Right.
Like we were watching The Family Guy.
Right.
In The Family Guy, they mentioned the word banana.
Right.
And Panama.
Right.
Now, if you think closely, they're very similar words.
Yes.
Banana and Panama.
Right.
The B upside down is a P.
Right.
You know, and so forth. Right. And there's just, you know.
And the M is very yes. close to N.
And then we were watching Community, I think.
Right.
No, someplace else.
No.
And they mentioned the word banana and Panama. And I said, what the hell is this about? I mean, like literally, the shows were not connected in any way. Different
right.
channels,
right.
different timing. I'm like, how is this possible that within 1 hour, we saw two different shows that mentioned the word banana and Panama?
Well, and also, I believe it was, I think it was Van Halen.
Panama, yes!
They referenced Van Halen.
Yes.
And then we watched a different show, different network, entirely different. I think it was on DVR.
Yes.
And they referenced Van Halen.
Yes. Did they? Oh, yes. It was, it's been crazy.
Yeah.
And so then I go, the world am I being programmed?
The world is very
connected.
You're very connected
into
right
this
now.
Thing. Or am I into a simulated program where the person who wrote the code or... No, I don't want to talk about, we're almost out of time, people, but I got to talk about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I got to lay it on the line. Mom talked about, did you talk about ABC Google today? Did you mention that or mention
no.
it earlier?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I was up in La Crosse because we keep America running in booze.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're essential. And I'm listening to Relevant Radio,
mm-hmm.
which is a Christian show, mm-hmm. or a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, those Catholics, you're one of them, mm-hmm. I'm one of them, they can go a little sci-fi UFO.
Mm-hmm.
They have mm-hmm. one of the biggest observatories.
They have the largest.
Yes. And so they're all down for this stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy was talking about how, like, hey, everybody, Google, you know, in their R&D section, just create an algorithm that can make up its own algorithms. So just connected.
Mm.
He goes, this is the beginning of artificial intelligence, because they were saying that when we create our own algorithms, there's bias built in already
mm-hmm.
from the programmer.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's no bias
mm-hmm.
because the algorithm creates the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God, that's amazing.
Hmm.
That's like, I mean, like, we're really on the cusp of some weird times.
Of non-biased?
Of no robot bias.
Oh.
Because truly, it's not our bias anymore. It's robot bias.
It's Roby's bias.
Roby's bias.
Yeah.
And so I want to leave you with that, you know, people, we have talked about a lot of stuff a day.
Julie, you've been all over the map.
Well, because, Mom, the first thing you said to me was,
"Yeah,
I don't know if we can fill an hour a day." I go, challenge accepted. And I threw the mic down. Then I picked it back up. And actually, there was
You took one of those little tiny pills of speed.
Yes. But what was that clue? What was the answer to that clue? It's not, you turn it on and off.
Resets. Yeah.
Yes. I need to be resetting.
You reset your brain.
Yes. Reset my brain.
I kind of wanted to say something about Asperger's.
You have 1 minute.
Okay. Because you mentioned that one of the characters on Community has Asperger's
yes.
syndrome. And I laughed today because we were at the park.
Yeah.
And we were sitting and you were walking Elliot.
Yeah.
And there was a lady next to us.
Yes.
And you looked at her and you went, Mom, look. She was eating lunch,
yeah.
and you said, Mom, look, she is eating one big-ass burger. And I went, she has Asperger? How do you know? And you go, no, she's eating one big-ass burger. And I just thought that was kind of funny.
That was hysterical.
That was actually true.
That was actually true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the truth is another way, if that was a clue, an answer, Asperger.
Yes.
On
crossword puzzle.
We could have two different,
yeah, you know, two different,
you know, a triple cheeseburger is one big ass burger.
One big ass burger, Mama,
or a slight form of autism.
Yeah,
don't know if they're spelled the same. I have no idea. That would be funny. All right. So I hope we brought a little humor to your week. To your night. And so keep on trucking, guys. It's all good out there in the world. And we will see you next week.
Take care.
So, girlfriend, how was it?
It was great.
It was great. You thought I was going to forget, didn't you?
Bye-bye. It was great.